We have the offering at the end of service. And I just want to go into the Lord, if you would stand with me. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 6. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made and sent forth a raven which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. I'd like us to turn now to 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse 2, and it says, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this is Elijah, get thee hence and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself in the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall come to pass that thou shalt drink of the brook. And I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there.
Amen. Praise God.
Let's bow our heads one more time. Lord, we ask you to anoint this word. Lord, let it minister to those who are listening. Lord, open the hearts of those who are here today to let them hear what you want to say to them. We just thank you for your presence, your anointing that breaks every yoke. We just give you praise right now. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. I'm blessed and highly favored. You may be seated. The title of my message today is The Sign of the Raven. The Sign of the Raven. You know, the raven is the first bird mentioned by name in the Bible. Strange thing. Strange thing, sorry.
If the children want to go to the nursery, there are people that will watch the children for you.
Yes, the nursery is open now, so if you want to take your child over there, that's great. God has blessed us. They're sound in there now. They can hear everything that's going on in here. Amen. Amen. The sign of the raven. The raven is the first bird that's mentioned by name in the Bible, in the Old Testament. It's also, strangely enough, the first bird that Jesus mentioned by name. What a coincidence. What does that mean? We see in the story here that the raven was the first bird that got out of the ark, that was sent to see if the water had subsided. And then we see in 1 Kings 17 the fact that Elijah the prophet, that God commanded the ravens to feed him. Now this is a really strange thing. Because the raven was designated under the law as an unclean bird. In fact, it went further than that. It called it an abomination. A bird that was an abomination. And yet here we have God telling the prophet that he had commanded the ravens to feed him. This was a very strange episode, a very strange thing. You know, in fact, we get the word ravenous from the title of the word, raven. When we say someone is ravenous, they'll eat anything. A raven would eat anything. You see them on the road coming down and they're eating dead roadkill. And they eat anything that's out there, they will eat it. Carrion. They ate dead things, and this was one of the reasons they were called an unclean bird in the scripture. God listed them amongst the animals that the Jews could not come near. They would be defiled if they touched a raven, if they ate anything that was from a raven. And yet here we have, strange as it may seem, God telling the prophet, go and hide in this brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you. You know, most of us would have said, wait a minute, hold up, God. Aren't these birds unclean? I've never even come near one. Why can't you send an angel to feed me? Why don't you send an angel to feed me? You're sending me this unclean bird to feed me? You're sending me to the situation where I'm in the desert? Couldn't you do like you did? Coming out of Egypt? Couldn't you let just bread fall from heaven? You see, God sometimes wants to send a raven to feed us. So something that we don't want. It's not nice. It's not what we're looking for. And yet God is making a point. God has a point. You see, it was the sign of the raven. Now, in studying for this, you find that the raven is actually, according to scientists, one of the most intelligent birds. They have been found to be able to do just like parrots. They can learn to mimic human speech. Human speech. They're survivors. They know how to survive when there is no food. Because a raven will eat anything. That's why we call someone who will eat anything, we say they are ravenous. Because it comes from the type of bird that will eat almost anything. And they were designated unclean. And in fact, in Leviticus 11, it says, God declared them to be an abomination. An abomination. And yet here we see God telling the prophet, the great prophet Elijah, you go to the brook Cherith and hide, and I'm going to send you some ravens to feed you. Now, the funny thing is we don't see Elijah arguing about this. Most of us would say, hold up a minute, God. No. I'm the great prophet Elijah. You need to send an angel. That's who I deserve to feed me. You see, but God is sovereign. God is sovereign. He does as he pleases amongst the kingdom of men. You know, God may be feeding us through a raven. Your situation may be to you an abomination. You may not like it, but it could be a raven. It could be what God has chosen. He hasn't sent you an angel. He hasn't given you the kind of job you would like. He hasn't put you in the comfortable situation, but yet you are eating, you are being clothed.
That's right.
The sign of a raven. Yes. See, God chooses the base things to confound the wise. To us, it would make no sense that he would choose an unclean bird, what even designated an abomination. Instead, he was making a point. You will find the strangest thing about this bird in Scripture, it is always associated with God's sustenance, God's deliverance. And food. The raven never came back when Noah released it. The Bible says it flew to and fro. You know why? Because it could eat anything that was floating. Anything that was dead, it could float. A little bit later, he released a dove, and the dove came out and came back. It couldn't eat. It was a clean bird. It couldn't eat all the junk that was still out there after the flood. But the raven never came back. It never came back. We'll find in 1 Kings 16:29, the background to the story. We find that Elijah had been sent to Ahab to pronounce judgment. And he prophesied, he said, and in 30, and the eighth year of Asa, king of Judah, began Ahab the son of Omri to reign over Israel. And Ahab the son of Omri reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. And Ahab the son of Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord. Above all that were before him. What a terrible resume. When God says you've done worse than anyone who was before you. And of course, you can only get away with that for so long. God let it stay on the throne for 22 years, hoping that maybe there would be a little bit of a change in his life. But then God sent the prophet to him. And in 1 Kings 17:1, Elijah came to Ahab and said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. God pronounced judgment on the kingdom of Samaria. And through the prophet Elijah, he said, it's not going to rain anymore until God decides it's going to rain. And that period of time was precisely 3.5 years. Now that's a significant period of time. That's a very significant period of time because that's precisely the period of time that Elijah the prophet is going to be prophesying during the tribulation. So we find that the famine lasted exactly 3.5 years. So after he made his pronouncement, God told him this, go and hide. Now that's also a strange thing because God told him to go and cover yourself. I want you to go due east and I want you to find this ravine. In the Arabic, it's a wadi. That means a dried up stream, a stream that actually didn't really have much water. And go and hide there, and you cover yourself. And I'm going to command this abominable bird, these flocks of birds, to feed you twice a day. And twice a day, these ravens brought him meat and bread twice a day. In a famine now. The rest of the country was in a famine. And yet God showed this abominable bird to feed him. You see, this is all about the sign of the raven. Our situation may be not to our liking. We may have been hiding in a desert place. We may be beside an almost dried up stream. We're not getting what we think we are. God didn't send the angel, you know, Gabriel, to announce with trumpets and a big fanfare. Here you are, O great one. I've come to deliver you. No. God decided to use this abominable bird, a raven, to feed it. No respectable Jew would have come near a raven. But you see, God was trying to teach us a lesson. Teach us a lesson, because it's He that decides how we survive. Your job may not be to your liking. It may be a raven. But God has commanded the raven. As I told you today, God has commanded my boss to feed me. He may be a raven. He may not like me. But God has commanded the raven. Amen. You may not like your job. You may not like your situation. It's the sign of the raven. God hasn't sent the angel. He hasn't poured down bread from heaven. You haven't found a letter underneath your seat with $1 million in it. Not the Oprah show. But God has sent the raven. You may look at your situation as one that you don't like. One that you don't want. Do you know what God said? I have commanded the raven. The Bible said if a man's race flees, God be what? His enemies. God will change the heart of your enemy. Enemy. You see, there was a famine in this land. Everybody else was dying. But God took this bird to send to Elijah the prophet. Now, the great thing was Elijah didn't, you don't see anywhere in scripture where he started to argue with God. Amen. You know, when God says us, he's sending a raven, you know, we, all that God, no, that wasn't in the plan. Where's the angel Gabriel? That's what I'm looking for in my situation. I want you right now to show up to the angel Gabriel to wave his magic wand and sprinkle some fairy dust and everything be okay. But no, God sent the sign of a raven. In fact, we find that it was the first bird that Jesus mentioned in the whole of Scripture. And this bird is always associated with sustenance. Psalms 147, verse 9. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. Very strange thing about a raven. It's always associated with God's sustenance and deliverance with food. Your situation may be a sign of a raven. But the good thing about the situation was it had an ending. It had an ending. The famine only was going to last 3.5 years. Your situation is not going to last forever. This is only a sign of a raven. God can use the base things of this earth to serve him. God can use prison to serve. Now that's not strange. Joseph, cast into a pit, sold unto some slavers who took him where? Into Potiphar's house. Took him where? Into the prison. See, that was a raven situation, an abominable thing, an unclean situation. Here he is serving God, thinking he's got God's blessing, and he ends up in a pit, in a prison. Sign of a raven. You may think your life is going down the wrong track. But if you are acknowledging God, He will direct your path. He will direct your path. Sometimes it's not the angel Gabriel that shows up, but He commands the ravens to bring you meat. You see, the young lions do lack and hunger, the Bible says. But somehow God still provides for His people. In Luke chapter 12, verse 24, look at this. First bird that Jesus mentions by name. It's the raven. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn. You know what Jesus was saying? This abominable bird who I've designated as unclean. You know what? I still look at you. I still provide for them. Don't you understand that I love you more than some unclean bird? Don't you know that you have my favor more than some detestable creature? They don't sow nor reap, but I look after them. Which neither have storehouse nor barn, And yet God feeds them. Your situation may not be to your liking. You may be going through some things, but it's the sign of a raven. The raven didn't come back. It was God. Once Noah let it out, it never came back. He had to wait a little bit more. And finally he sent out the dove, and he had the dove came back. See, it wasn't a raven. It couldn't eat all the junk. It couldn't eat all the abominable things. God may have put you in a raven situation, but it's just for a season. It's just for a time. You're going to be passing through. As I said in Sunday school, when you're at the bottom of the valley, there's only one way you can go. And that's up. If you're at the bottom of the valley of the shadow of death, there is only one place to go. It can only get better. If you're going through some struggles right now, your situation is an abominable situation. It's the sign of a raven. You see, like Noah, you may have let out a raven to see, is it time to come out of the ark? Is the storm still out there? I can't seem to make any headway. The raven may not come back, but you just wait. There is coming a time. And God said, it's time now, Noah, you can come out the ark. Your troubles are over. I have cleansed the earth for you. You are the sole heir to this planet. There's nobody going to say move out of the way, because you're the only one left. You see, the sign of the raven precedes God's blessing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither has storehouse nor barn, and yet God feedeth them. We get such in a panic. We get so depressed. We think we can't make it. The devil just piles on stuff on us. He puts us in the pit. He sends a raven situation. But you know what God said? I've commanded. Elijah, don't worry about it. I've commanded these birds to come and feed you. You know why he chose the raven? Unclean bird. It was the last bird Elijah would expect. But Lord, where's the angel Gabriel? Where's the water on the rock? You know, God doesn't like to do a lot of things twice. He has new things. He's been there, done that. He did that in the old. He must do a new thing in the world. He may not come through with a. He may not have a rock that will strike a rock. He's going to do something new in your life. It may be that you're in a raven situation. But it's only going to last for a time.
Yes,
a time. There's coming a time when he says, it's okay now, Noah, you can open the door. You can come out of your ark. The flood waters are gone. It's time for you to come out and plant. You can have dominion. There won't be no one telling you to get out of the way. This is my place. When Noah came out, he owned the whole kit and caboodle. He had to answer to no one. He had to run on the whole place. I'm telling you, the sign of the raven is only for a time. God can take an unclean, abominable situation you're going, your job, you may despise it. But you know what? It's feeding you.
Yes.
God has commanded the raven to feed you. You may be hating all the things you're going through, but somehow it's sustaining you. Noah, don't worry, the raven's done. In a few days, you'll be able to come out of the ark. Consider, Jesus was saying, think about this. Consider the raven. He could have chosen the dove. I mean, he could have chosen any bird. There was a point he was trying to make. The raven is always associated with sustenance, son, even though it's an unclean bird. Consider the ravens. For they neither sow nor reap, which neither has storehouse nor barn. And yet, God feeds them. It's not my job that feeds me. It's God. It's not my job that clothes me. It's God. It's not my job, or it's not a person that keeps me strong. It's God. And when we come to that knowledge that it's God, he can use a raven. He can use the worst person in your life to do some good in your life. Even though you're not thinking it. We're wanting the angel Gabriel to show. We're praying and weeping. And God is actually sending the raven. Now, Elijah could have sat there by the brook and folded his arms and said, I'm not going to eat. This bird isn't unclean, God. I'm one of the greatest prophets out. I've called down fire from heaven. And you're sending me a bird to feed me? Come on now, God. See, sometimes we reject God's plan. As I said earlier, we want to break the play, as they call it in football. You know, broken plays, when they don't follow what the coach said. We, instead of getting behind the blockers, we decide we want to go this way. I'm not eating from that raven. I don't want the situation. God is saying, look, I'm sending you the sign of the raven. Angel Gabriel is not showing up, but I'm still going to feed you. I'm still going to make a way out of no way. I'm still going to do something for you. Just trust me. It's easier going down, Joseph. First they were going to kill you, now they put you in a pit, now they sold you to slavery. And you just got stuck together, and now this woman falsely accuses you, and now you get thrown into prison. What's happening, God? It's the sign of a raven. Sign of a raven. The raven didn't come back. God let Noah let it out, and it didn't come back. First bird named in the Bible was a raven. First bird that Jesus spoke about was a raven. It wasn't a coincidence. He was trying to show you something. God can use whatever Satan throws at you. The abominations that come into your life can make you stronger. God can sustain you in a difficult situation because it's the sign of the raven. The Bible says you have to do what? Lean not. It's the sign of the raven. Elijah, not one time did he say, wait a minute, God. Moses and your law said this is an unclean bird. I can't be eating of this raven. I don't know where it's come from. See me, I do the 5-second rule. Some of you know what that is. Some of you know what that is. But I just give God thanks. And I can't die because I still have a mission. Amen. You want to live a long time? Get yourself a mission. See, Elijah wasn't done. God, he said, go. Ahab is going to come and try to kill you. But I've got a place for you to hide. Now when you study the whole thing, we find that this place where he sent him to was in the wilds of near the River Jordan. And it wasn't just a coincidence where he sent him. This place, the Brook Cherith, runs into a river that runs into the Jordan. And that whole area is the very place where the children of Israel crossed over. It's the very place where a few thousand years later, a few hundred years later, I should say, Jesus went to be baptized. You see, he will hide you in a place. And if it takes the ravens to feed you, he can do it. He can do it. You see, what we need to look for is the sign of the raven. You may look at your situation and you may say, God, where's the angel Gabriel? Where's the angel Gabriel when I need him? No, I said, forget Gabriel. I've sent the ravens. I have come. The ravens didn't want to feed no prophet. But God said, I commanded him. My boss doesn't want to feed me. But I believe God has commanded him for the time being. Command, he has no choice. I'm sorry to keep telling this, but he virtually told me what he would like to do, but he can't do it. Now that's amazing when your boss tells you, I would like to get rid of you, but I can't. You can't. You can't because God has commanded the raven to feed me. You see, but the difference is a lot of people, they don't know it. And the bird is bringing food and they're fussing at God and saying, where's the angel Gabriel? Where's the rock for me to strike? Where's the manna from heaven? God says, wait a minute, no. I've done that. I want to do a new thing in your life. I want to show you I can feed you with a raven just as well as I can make water come out of a rock. But what we need to do is be thankful. Be grateful and recognize the sign of a raven. When it's in our life, it's a situation that is an abominable situation. And yet God said, consider, think about the raven. They don't even sow or reap, and yet I feed them. You know what God is saying? I can look after you. If you trust me, no matter what abominable situation, difficult circumstance, you may be in a home situation where it's difficult, where you're not getting on with family members. You may be in a home situation where it's difficult. Let's just put it that way. It's a raven. Joseph was in Potiphar's house where he was trying to avoid this woman. She was trying to get him in trouble. It was a raven. He didn't ask for that. He didn't plan that. But it was the sign of a raven. God was using this to put him eventually in a position of power. In a position where his blessing could be fully exploded and come to bear. But he had to first go to the sign of a raven. You see, God put Elijah to stay in this place and to cover him for the 3.5 years. See, God can put you in a place where you don't like, but he's doing it for a reason. Till Ahab died. Till your situation changes. The sign of a raven. Noah, get this bird out of here. This unclean bird. It won't come back because it can eat anything. It can eat anything. It's the sign of a raven. Your situation may look dark. Your situation may be an abomination to you. You may get up every day saying, I hate my job. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sign up already. Right. God has put you there for a purpose.
Yes, right.
And a time and a place. Right. At the time it came, God told him, okay now, it's time for you to go. Mm-hmm. The time of the raven is finished. You get up and go to this place called Sarepta. There's a widow there that you will meet. You see, there is coming a time when your raven's season ends. But for now, it's not the angel Gabriel that's been commanded. It's the sign of a raven. You just need to recognize it and understand, Lord, you're feeding me somehow. God has commanded that situation. You need to accept it. You need to see it for what it is until he says, okay, Elijah, get up now. The danger is past. I've covered you for 3.5 years. The dangerous path. See, this is not a long message. Will you stand with me? Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap. But your heavenly Father provides for them.
Thank you, Lord.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
I have been in many raven situations which I hated, which I didn't like, which I asked God to take me out of. I'm sure Joseph, when he was in the prison, said, Lord, what about my dreams? What about all these dreams you gave me that I thought I was going to see everybody bow down to? What's happened, Lord? But God said it's for a season. He is taking you through a battle. But you know what I said? When you're in a battle, there's only one way out, and that's up. If you're at the bottom, there's nowhere else you can go. That's all you can do is go up. God has put us in some raven situations to teach us and to show us that he can do with anything. He can take your enemies and use them to feed you, to look after you. I just give God the glory. Because I recognize that sometimes I have been in some raven situations. I let out the raven, he ain't come back. He's not looking about his own food. Didn't want to feed me anyway. But when it came to Elijah, the Lord said, I have commanded them. They got no choice about it. They don't like you. They want you gone. They'd like to fire you right now. They'd like to get you out of this place. But I have commanded them. They got no choice. So Elijah just sat there by the brook shelf. And twice a day they brought him meat and bread. Two kinds. Country and western. See, God can do what no one else can do. God can feed you with a raven situation. We just need to recognize that that's his sign. He's telling us something. Be still and know that I am God. Peter, get up. Kill and eat. Wait a minute, Lord. I've never had anything that's unclean. I can't eat this stuff. That's all against the law. God told me, don't call anything that I have blessed. You know what you might do in your raven situation? You may start blessing your situation. God may be telling you like Peter, I want to show you something. I want to teach you a lesson. That the situation can be blessed. Even though it's a raven. Even though it's an abomination. Even though it's an unclean bird. Even though you don't like it. Get up, Peter. Kill and eat. But Lord, I can't touch such unclean things. You know, God had to show him it twice to make him get it in his head that whatsoever I have blessed, don't you dare call unholy. Whatever situation you're in, if you're a true child of God, you better believe that all things work together for good. Now, if you don't believe it, then you can go panic, you can start bawling and screaming and getting in a panic. But if you believe that all things work together for good, not some things, but all things work together for good. For them that love God and are the called. See, you got to get a mission. Get a mission. If you got a mission, you're okay. The devil can't, you know, like MC Hammer, the devil can't touch this. Can't touch this. Now, he may touch my car, he may touch everything else, but he can't touch this. He can't touch this. Because this belongs to me. Satan says to God, it's because you put a fence around Job. That's why he serves you. Now you just let me at him, just for a little bit. Let me take away some of his stuff. Let me take away some of your sweat. And he'll turn around and curse you to come to your face. So you know what God did? He allowed Job to be in a raven situation, an abomination. All his stuff got taken. All his stuff got taken. The people came raving, took his animals. Satan still couldn't get it to curse God. So he comes and says, well, you know what? If you make me get him sick, then he'll curse. Just let me get him depressed. Let me get into his mind a little bit. That wasn't enough of a raven situation, an abomination. Let me just make him sick. You watch and see, he'll stop coming to church. You won't see him for about 5 weeks. Just let me get into his situation, whatever that is. Let me send a flock of ravens, not one or two now. Let's see what Job does. The Lord says, well, he's already in your hand, but you cannot take his life. That don't belong to you, Satan. All this other stuff, yeah, you can take it, but his life is mine. My life is in Christ. Satan can take my car, he can take my car, but you know, I go into work not worried about that. So you know the story well. God allowed Job to be in a raven situation, the sign of a raven. But in the end, you know how the story ends. Satan had to slink away, defeated. Could not make Job curse God. Because he knew from whence his help comes from. Same thing with David. Had Saul chasing for years in caves, hiding, running in fear of his life. A raven situation, even though he had been anointed king. No angel showed up and said, Saul, stop. No. God allowed him to be chased into caves. God allowed him, his family to be stolen one time. God allowed all kinds of stuff. A raven, it's a sign. But David knew his God. And Satan, you can't kill him. You can take his stuff, but you can't kill him because he is mine. He is mine. When you belong to God, he will command the ravens to feed you. He will command the raven, even your enemy, to feed you. I don't know who this message is for, but if you are in a situation where you're under pressure, maybe it's finances, maybe it's job, maybe it's home. It's a raven situation. And it won't last forever. Never does. It's just for a time and a season. Trust God. Lean not to your own understanding. It's the sign of a raven. He didn't send the angel Gabriel, but he has commanded the ravens to feed you.